the House UAP Conference. As I am writing this article, the House is conducting hearings on UAPs formerly known as UFOs. The hearing is all roses and cookies. Tough questions provoke an either we must do that in a closed hearing response or a I never heard about that or was asked to investigate that. The one answer which really stands out in my mind was given in the morning session. One of the most famous encounters was told to us by the former military who were on duty at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. One of the men was the launch officer. It became one of the most well-known incidents by a UAP. The UAP flew over the base and shut down 10 of our ICBMs. This was not the only time, and it was reported in Russia they had a UAP fly over Ray Base and turn on the launch sequences for their missiles. Thankfully, they were shut down in time. When asked about the Malmstrom incident, the government official acted like he never heard of it. Give me a break. What good are these hearings if the truth is still being hidden from us? The afternoon session is yet to start as I write this. It is my belief, which I cannot prove by the way, even in closed session the only things the committee might learn have more to do with security than anything to do with finding out more about UAPs. It seems the military will protect this secret forever as they have done for the last 75 years since Roswell. While there are some who state the story about UAPs coming to Earth starts with the discovery of nuclear energy, I say it started before humans were on this planet, or at least when they first appeared, as evidenced by the drawings they left behind. Could it be the reason UAPs flown by aliens are so interested in us is the fact we might have discovered nuclear energy far earlier in our civilization than any of them, and that interests them so much they have come here to see what else we might discover? I am just thinking, I never heard this theory. NASA says it has good relations with the Space Force. I would hope so. I know I am not clear on what the Space Force might know about UAPs. Would the government have sent all their UAP info to them when they were formed? Knowing how much inter-force rivalry there might be a good chance a lot of data was held back, especially if one or more of the agencies wanted to keep an upper hand. That is the problem with everything governmental. Supposedly Homeland Security was created to stop this from happening, but it turned out to be just more bureaucracy. Now the administration wants to create even more with subdivisions for terrorists. We already have task forces for this. One has to wonder, with all the interest in UAPs and the increase in sightings, will we ever get even a little more info on the subject? Many believe unless one lands on the White House lawn and an alien gets out, things will remain the same, secret. I think even if there was a landing on the White House lawn, it would be denied and the media would not report it, and if someone did, it would be mocked. There are many theories on why UAPs are here. Many people believe they are here to warn us about nuclear weapons. Some even think they would prevent a nuclear war. Of course, this is all just an assumption, and you know what is said about assumptions. Could it be there is another stage where races who have invented nuclear weapons moved onto it and invented a weapon so powerful it could destroy a planet? Perhaps the extraterrestrials know this, and that is the real reason they are watching us so closely. It has already been said Russia has set up a doomsday system to automatically set off if they are attacked with nuclear weapons. Some say the United States has a similar system. What is true and what is not, we may never know. This could either be postulating or just a scare tactic. One of the problems with a hearing like this is the fact we probably have secret craft which have been seen and called UAPs by witnesses, and the military certainly wants people to think that is what they are, so the secret is safe. On the other hand, there may be secret craft from other countries we are not friendly with, and we don't want them to know we know about their secret aircraft. If we look at all the evidence for UAPs which has piled up over the past century to now, and the veracity of some of the witnesses who have spotless reputations and in many cases are respected scientists and former military among others, we have to at least suspect there is some truth to the fact at least some UAPs are not from this planet. Is it so hard to imagine we are not alone in this vast universe? It is hard for anyone to believe that we are alone when the size of the universe and the many billions of planets exist just in our Milky Way galaxy alone, and there could be at least a billion galaxies and probably more, and maybe even other universes. Even when we examine exoplanets for conditions humans could live with, we are finding some. If we found one in a million would support human life, it would still mean out of the 100 to 400 billion planets scientists estimate to be just in the Milky Way galaxy, there might be as many as 400,000 planets with life on them. When we are dealing with such extreme numbers, it is hard to imagine we are alone in this galaxy, and I can't support someone who thinks we are. The afternoon session has not started yet in the house, and I have to wonder if it will even be worthwhile to tune it in. There always seems to be the hope some tiny piece of info will sneak through and it will get caught. Maybe we will hear about attacks by UAPs, but probably not. Will we hear about the several times UAPs were said to have landed and extraterrestrials were seen? I certainly doubt that. There are more of these types of sightings than most know about, and some are very fascinating.